on that note, I want to invite my very first guest this morning. It's Priya, Dr. Priya Ananthakrishnan. And Dr. Priya is the director of breast surgery here at White Plains Hospital. She's also an extremely important area of medicine that we need to know more about every day. I'm sure it's changing. So we look forward to hearing all about this. Good morning, Dr. Priya, I'm going to call you.
Perfect. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. Tell us a little bit about breast surgery here at White Plains Hospital. I'm sure things have really changed over the years, and now it must be something that even probably you as a doctor every day is changing to keep up with the latest in all the modalities. So please do tell us, what kind of patients are you actually treating now? And we're going to just start there.
So I am a breast surgeon. I actually treat patients with breast cancer, as well as patients who are worried about something. So if somebody feels a lump, they would come in to see me to have it evaluated. I also treat patients that we consider to be high risk. So people with a strong family history of breast cancer or multiple relatives in the family with breast or other cancers. So what we do as breast surgeons is we work up the problem and send the patient to the appropriate further workup. For instance, if somebody has a strong family history, we would get genetic testing for them. So it's really a wide scope. So breast cancer is part of that, but I also treat patients who are at high risk for breast cancer or who are worried that they may have something concerning.
Absolutely. You know, breast cancer affects so many people, and almost everybody knows someone who's been touched, either their family or friend that's battling breast cancer. When it comes to the surgery itself, what should patients know about advancements here? And what is the latest and greatest that's happening in this area?
Absolutely. Well, it's funny that you should ask. So I just came back from the national meeting of all the breast surgeons throughout the country. And so we were lucky enough to present some of our work that we do here at White Plains. So we do a lot of what are called nipple sparing mastectomies. So we have techniques for breast cancer surgery that really hide the scar and preserve the natural shape and contour of the breast. So we can actually keep all the skin, keep the nipple and the areola, and then basically scoop out the breast tissue, and then the plastic surgeon would reconstruct it at the same time. So we presented our work at the national meeting in order to sort of teach others in the country our techniques that have been so successful. The other advances are really breast conservation. So we really are able to do some very cosmetic techniques if somebody's diagnosed with a breast cancer to remove the tumor, but also keep the breast looking very nice. In terms of overall breast cancer care, I would say the biggest development is individualized or targeted therapy. So it used to be that everybody that had a breast cancer got the same treatments, which were surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation. But now we're really able to determine who needs what specific treatment and sort of tailor the therapy accordingly.
Minimally invasive surgery is, I know, big in many different areas, but is it also for breast cancer or is it different?
So we consider these procedures to be minimally invasive when we're able to preserve as much as the natural contour of the breast as possible. So, you know, that's kind of our version of minimally invasive surgery.
How do you decide what type of surgery is best for the patient?
So really we look at, in terms of if somebody is diagnosed with a breast cancer, it's really quite simple. So we look at the size of the tumor in the breast and really the size of the breast to see what type of surgery the patient would need. But we do have other advances where now if somebody has a large tumor and wants to keep the breast, we can often give treatment to shrink the tumor before doing surgery so that we're able to shrink it down and still do a lumpectomy and keep the breast. So it's really quite simple. The size of the tumor in the breast and the size of the patient's breast really help guide what's best for them. We do look at other factors like genetic testing results to help make that decision also.
I see. I always wonder about for women who are planning to be mothers, if they are, you know, after a surgery, cancer surgery, are they able to continue to breastfeed?
So that's a great question. Some of them are. Actually, many of them are. And so, and we also have a clinical trial open, we have several clinical trials available to patients here at White Plains. So we also have a clinical trial open. Unfortunately, we're seeing many younger women with breast cancer, but we have a trial about getting pregnant after a breast cancer diagnosis and basically tracking those patients on a study to look at their outcomes. So we do see many more patients that are younger, but we've had many successful babies, you know, after breast cancer treatment, which is always a joy.
Yes, and that's good news. What is there any such thing as prevention when it comes to breast cancer, or is most of it genetically induced?
Great question. So there is prevention. Things that are really important for breast cancer prevention include maintaining a good weight, regular exercise, so 3 times a week, 30 to 45 minutes of cardio. Your heart rate has to go up. Eating a healthy diet, so eating a lot of green leafy vegetables, trying to decrease processed foods, and limiting alcohol intake. So we say to try to stay under 4 drinks a week.
Oh, that's so interesting, because it's basically the same for any overall health regimen.
It's amazing how, you know, many of these things really are sort of common sense and the same things that have been known for years. But, you know, obesity is a risk factor for breast cancer. After menopause, the fat in the body makes estrogen. So that's the connection. And so obesity really is a risk factor for breast cancer. So we try to promote healthy lifestyle.
That's wonderful. You touch on this a little bit with your recent big conference that you came back from, but as a director of the breast surgery program here at White Plains Hospital, tell us about your wonderful collaborative team and how they are all involved with you and how you work together, basically.
Absolutely. So that's one of the best parts of my job, is that we have such a great team. So we have a weekly tumor board with all the physicians. So we have medical oncologists, plastic surgeons, radiologists, pathologists, geneticists, radiation oncologists, all the people who treat actual breast cancer. But in addition to that, we have a lot of holistic treatments available here at White Plains. So we have acupuncture, meditation, Reiki, you know, we massage. We have a lot of alternative treatments. We have support groups. In my office, we have my nurse practitioner who does preoperative teaching before surgery to make sure that the patients know everything to expect the day of surgery. We really have a great team. We have a nutritionist, physical therapist. So we all try to work together to make the experience as good as possible for the patient, and actually to have the patient come out of a breast cancer experience feeling like they have more control of their health and, you know, more information about how to be healthy.
Dr. Priya, do you see a time in our lifetime when breast cancer will be just, it won't be the thing that it was of the past, where it was sort of like people would worry that it was the end or whatever. Do you feel that things are changing in that way?
They absolutely are. And I feel like we're already at that point where breast cancer is much more of a chronic disease rather than a deadly killer. And so, you know, it's so exciting to see that change in our lifetime. But, you know, what I would really love to see is figuring out how to prevent it in the first place.
I think it sounds great. And it's all the different wonderful things that you have offered at this hospital in conjunction with the expert medical team is just really hopeful and wonderful. Thank you so much, Dr. Priya Anathakrishnan here, who is the head of the breast surgery at White Plains Hospital. Truly special doctors here. Thank you very much for joining us today.